Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Morning, Darren. Everybody's happy in Adelaide. Well, all the Port supporters are, so let's put it that way.
Yeah, good win in the showdown. Very good. The battle continues, though, between Koshy and Eddie over the black and white stripes.
It does, too. We're getting name-calling, calling people with big noses and things. Good heavens.
So really?
Yeah. Not good.
So I did a bit of research for you, okay? So if anyone asks you, if a Collingwood supporter has a go at you about Port wearing the black and white stripes.
Yep.
Okay. Collingwood Football Club, established 1892.
Yes.
Port Adelaide Football Club, established 1870.
Yep.
There you go. So you got 22 years on them.
Exactly right. Yeah, 22 years of history. So, yeah, we probably weren't very good back then, but, it's very good. So, yeah, I don't understand the prison bars thing at all. So, and it's not actually prison bars, people. It's wharf pylons.
But is that what it is? Wharf pylons?
Wharf pylons, because it's down at Port Adelaide where the wharfs are.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not as if you wear it, like, all the time. You wear it, like, once or twice a year.
Exactly right. When we play the Crows to celebrate our heritage.
Turn it up, Eddie.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to tech stuff.
Now, can I just say very, very quickly, Darren, there was a worldwide issue with Outlook this morning. My phone has been going off for the last 20 minutes. The story's going to break today. I'd leave Outlook alone for the day, people, because in a lot of cases when you type something in, there is nothing there. It's all invisible text.
Oh. So is it a virus or what is it?
Nobody knows at the moment. It's all just breaking now. But literally, I've had 10 calls within the last 20 minutes and just did a quick bit of investigation. It's just started to come on news sites now. So you may have a problem with Outlook today. So what I would do is don't send emails today, people. Come back later on today and try again. But if you go in and you start typing things and it's nothing there or there is nothing comes down in an email, it's all blank, that's the issue.
Righto then. Okay. Let's talk emails generally. You got some tips on what, storing?
Storing on there as well. If you've got an account with TPG or IINet and all the related companies, just be aware of the limits that they will store for you. I was with a client during the week. TPG will actually now say, if you've had an email up there for 45 days, they'll delete it. So depending on how you set your emails up, that might be very important to you as well. TPG also say they will not be responsible for emails automatically deleted once the specified storage is reached. So if emails mean something to you, you've got to set your accounts up so that you've got copies of all of this on your computer as well. So don't ignore that. And an Outlook tip as well, don't let your PST file, and your PST file is what Outlook reads your contacts, your emails, and your calendar over, don't let it get too large because that can cause serious errors to your Outlook setup on there as well. If it's 5 to 10 gig, you really should be archiving old emails to get that PST file down in size. I had somebody during the week that had a 45 gig file that we just could not open or repair in the end. So they lost a lot of stuff.
Wow. All right. Now let's move on to Apple. A bit of a check on how your Apple computer's running.
Most of the time they run well. Just like Windows computers, not a problem at all. And if you don't think it's starting to run well, let's say it's slow to start up, but slow to do the one thing slow to do something that you might need, do not load a mystery program that will hopefully improve it. There's lots of them out there like there are for Windows. On the Mac side, there's Clean My Mac, Speed Up Mac, and the dreaded Mac Keeper. These do little apart from cause issues with your computer. So don't install those. If you've got an antivirus program on your Mac, do yourself a favor and remove it. You don't really need it at all. Instead, look at all the things that load when you start up, just like we do with a Windows computer. Stop all those things loading at startup. Can make all the difference in the world to your Mac, and there's also a thing on there called Disk Utility, which will repair errors on there as well. Got to say, Darren, the email tips and the Apple computer tips are all up on my website right now.
All right. Now, Google wants us to use 2FA. Now, I could do 1,000 jokes about FA. I mean, sweet FA, but yep. What is it and how does it work?
It's called two-factor authentication. It's where we give companies like Google, Microsoft, Apple, and Facebook our mobile phone number so that if somebody does guess our password or tries to log in from another device that we're not logging into, like they're overseas or something, we'll get a number on our mobile phone. They can't get into it without that number, so it really protects your account. Now, Google are going to take this one step further. If you've given them your mobile phone number, but you haven't turned on two-factor authentication, they're going to turn it on for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so whether you like it or not, they'll turn it on for you. So, you know, you might get a bit of a surprise sometimes when the number starts popping up on your phone, but you need to go into your Google account, turn two-factor authentication on so that you really don't need help to go along and reset it all up.
Okay. All right, 2FA. All right, heaps of info on all those stories and more on Richard's excellent website. And just again about the collapse of Outlook today. So you reckon it might be till tomorrow before we can start using? Yeah,
don't know at the moment. No. Could be this afternoon, but, you know, just have an email-free day, people.
Hey, that sounds beautiful. I wish I could make it so, but I can't.
I know. No, I'm turning off the emails for the day, so yes.
All right. TalkTech.com.au is Richard's excellent website, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Aaron.